Chelsea, this is Dr. Z, and I'm just giving you some audio feedback on your walkthrough form and technology infusion data. I'm very impressed that you were able to, or that you're willing to take a look at your second grade classroom and do some introspection there. I know that you've said a few times that you don't feel that you're facilitating your students, that actually you're directing them and they have to follow. And it's a really difficult thing to do. I'm not saying I do it very well, but the idea is that I think that the fact that you're taking a look at this and that you're trying to look at ways in which you can, that you're observant of it, and you're looking at ways in which you can improve or provide more opportunity for your students to be self-actuating is very important. Teaching for understanding. And here you're talking about how you're saying that you'd like to do more project-based work, which is an important thing where there's a lot of problem-solving, that sort of thing. I would bet that you do have problem-solving in your classroom that you're not paying, you know, that maybe you're not recognizing. And I'd say that you're saying that there's a lot of hands-on and you like to do those kinds of materials. One of the things to do would be to go and find another teacher who you think is doing a good job of this, and you could observe them or maybe work in a team to see if you can figure out ways to do this. Sounds like you're using multiple means for information. I like your idea of using videos. That video of 10 was an interesting one. Assessment. There's a lot of different ways you can assess, and I think you're doing that. I didn't quite understand the I can statements. I'd like to learn more about that to see what that is. And then looks like you're using multiple formats. I think a real important thing is using rubrics. I try to use them for the assignments. I don't get them all done, but I think that that's a very important piece. Learner differences. I think a teacher such as yourself, where you're working with 7-year-olds, you're dealing with students a lot more individually than maybe someone who's at the high school level. So I think your small groups and your one-to-one groups are probably working very well. Your flexible grouping, that thing that you were talking about where the whole school gets together and they blend all their classes is an interesting one. Is that once a day or is that once a week? I didn't quite understand that part. Your technology infusion, yeah, if you have limited technology, you're not going to be able to use it a lot. And you said that if people don't show up on Fridays, they're not going to see anything. I think that what you're doing is taking a look at the active votes and the active expressions to see what you can do with those is a terrific idea. So overall, I think you did a really good job. Congratulations. And I will talk with you later.